So a very well dead Glyndwr University racecourse ground, the North Wales Crusaders will certainly have their head in shame after they were 14-0 up in the first half and took the lead again by over 20 points in the second half. But the Gloucestershire all goals just never gave up, did they? They made the two fascinating comebacks in the first half and second half to win on the very last minute from a last-minute try. Well, it ended 36-40 to the Gloucestershire All Gods. If you listen to Conrad Anderson's commentary on Let's Talk Sport, you'll notice he was very speechless at the end and he couldn't quite believe it here. It has been another shock cup result this weekend in the Ladbrokes Challenge Cup, which means for the North Wales Crusaders, all they have to do now for the rest of this year and this season is to concentrate on the league itself. And it's, well, it's, as I said before, you were speechless, Conrad. And what did you think overall of that performance?
I think North Wales Crusaders were scratchy, to be honest. You know, we saw some good moves, we saw some good tries, we saw in parts North Wales Crusaders doing what they can do well. But you know, the game is for 80 minutes, and they switched off. The alarm bells would have been ringing in the first half when they, you know, lost a 14-point lead. And they obviously didn't learn their lesson. They obviously didn't learn their lesson in the first half, because Gloucestershire All Golds somehow found their way back, you know, and overturned a 16-point lead and got in the lead. And basically, the clock was up when they scored the try. And it's been a dramatic afternoon. But let's say, you know, well done to Gloucestershire All Golds. You know, they were, you know, they almost burnt North Wales Crusaders' fingers 2 weeks ago in that pre-season friendly. They, you know, that was fresh in their memories. They found a way to win. They found resolve to win, and it was a dramatic game. You know, LeBron Bryant, he was the thorn in Crusaders' side, and was causing problems all the time. That Courtney Davis, that little dink over the top, which found Johnny Lever, who raced away and scored that decisive try for about a minute from end. We think, well, this is the warnings. North Wales Crusaders just need to defend one more set. I think it was the fourth tackle, and then they gave away a penalty on halfway. And they knew, you know, Gloucestershire All Golds was, you know, they were in the casinos. It's the last sort of gamble, and they did press the gamble button, and they scored, and they earned their place quite deservedly in the next round of the Challenge Cup. North Wales Crusaders just didn't play well enough and didn't deserve to win, because to overhaul, you know, to concede 16 points and 14 points in a matter of moments, it just shows that they switched off, and you know, I'm speechless.
I've just been told by Ollie Williams, who was part of the Gloucester All Golds media team, that he's just seen the arranged changing room, and he said they have gone absolutely mad, and you just can't blame them.
Oh, you know, there's going to be a good bus journey going back down there to Gloucester. You know, fully deserve their victory today. And as I say, I said on the website there, you know, North Wales Crusaders will have the league to concentrate on. They will not have any distractions. They'll have time to prepare, and they'll be disappointed with this.
Now, we've got to go and say this, Conrad. Now, this is what we've got to sort out now while we're broadcasting. Do we always go for the North Wales Crusaders man of the match, or do we go for the man of the match out of the two teams?
Well, I'm going to go, well, let's go for the man of the match, you know,
of the overall game.
You know.
Now, who's that going to go to?
Well, I've got to say Courtney Davis. Courtney Davis played absolutely outstanding. He was the linchpin. He was organising. Courtney Davis put the kicking game in, put the defence under pressure, and obviously he had a bit of a point to prove, because he used to play here, and he wasn't offered a contract, so therefore, you know, sorry, he's a Welsh international as well. So you know, it's good for the Welsh coach to look at that. But he was causing North Wales Crusaders a lot of problems. Jason Lombardo had a good game, and LeBron Bryant, you know, what a big unit he was. His first game, I think it was, for Gloucestershire, and he was a handful today.
He has certainly haunted them, as you say, with that contract of Davis, and he got himself 6 goals here today, and one of them a try. So he really did put in the effort for the Gloucestershire All Golds and wins Let's Talk Sports Man of the Match. Conrad Anderson, thank you very much for your first match commentary for Let's Talk Sport on the Rugby League. And I must say, I don't know how you coped with it on the last minute.
Well, I don't know, but I think I needed oxygen. I couldn't speak. I just couldn't speak. But, you know, well done to Gloucestershire. They fully deserved that, and I'm sure they'll be soul searching in the home changing room this evening.
So as ended here, North Wales Crusaders 36 to Gloucestershire All Golds 40 in the Ladbrokes Challenge Cup. So the Crusaders are out of the Challenge Cup for another year, and I would like to thank Conran Anderson for his help on this commentary. And you've been listening to the full-time podcast with Jamie Davis and Conran Anderson, and you can follow us on Twitter at Let's Talk Sport 12, and be sure to listen to commentary highlights of this match on the Rugby League Show, which you can find on Wednesday at 3 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Sorry, 4 o'clock. I do apologise, Conrad.
Okay.
At 4 o'clock on the Rugby League Show, and maybe the Let's Talk Sport show on Monday at 3 till 4. So from all of us here, it's goodbye.
Bye-bye.